you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
I love that they call this song Wine Studio.
It's wine Mike Yodi.
Mike Yodi?
Yeah, it could be Philly Yodi.
Good morning, folks. Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu here. I'm Stu.
Who are you? And I'm Mike.
You are indeed Mike.
Part of the team here.
Yep.
So we have somebody new. Yeah. In our room here, and our new, I guess you're an engineer, right? Is that what you
producer?
Would
She's
producer.
She produces.
Did you see the post on Facebook that shows us against Sean and Dalton? Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
It's bragging rights.
Oh,
it's bragging right. rights because we're going against them.
Yeah.
Guess who created that?
Oh,
tell the audience your name, if you will.
My name is Leanna.
Leanna.
And Leanna, what is your background? I believe you said last week you might have worked at a radio station a time or two.
Yes, in the past 20 years, I've worked for several TV stations, along with nearly every radio station in Mobile.
Okay.
There we go. So she's a seasoned pro.
Did you ever work with that old curmudgeon?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
All of them?
Yes. I thought that's where I heard
now
that.
She's working with the other two curmudgeons.
She replaced the curmudgeon, Charlie. A lot of people don't know, he had surgery.
And he's taking a little time.
He's retired.
Yeah.
Charlie has retired, and we're going to miss Charlie. Super.
You know that.
Yeah.
All we got to do is head to the wine aisle, look for the Sutter Home White Zinfandel, and there will be Charlie Moss.
Yes, he'll be camped out. But
or in the lobby waiting to get into the Sizzler, you know?
There you go. So that's what I was going to ask you about your culinary background.
Any?
Do you drink White Zinfandel?
No, I like Moscato.
All right, that's good enough. We're going to pick on you about that. What chain restaurants do you love to...
What, chain restaurants?
Yeah,
I'm not really big on chain restaurants.
We got a winner.
Half of it. Yeah. We're not going to be able to pick on her too much.
Well, I have a feeling she'd whoop us, so I'm not going to.
Well, welcome to the team.
Well, guess what, Phil? That means you catch all the fodder, buddy.
I do.
And we're going to do something in the next segment. It's going to be a little bit fun. I have here, we'll show the people on Facebook Live. By the way, check out our live stream. Right this very minute, facebook.com/sipandchew.
You'd see how ugly we are.
Yeah, and see how purty we look in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I have three different bottles of root beer.
Yeah,
we all love root beer. We grew up with root beer. Mike has sold root beer before.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have because I've worked at restaurants that sell root beer. But most people don't know it. There are three different types of root that are used to make root beer.
Wow.
So we're going to blind taste test them here and see which one we actually like the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you get to try them with us.
Yay.
It's part of your job now.
But we're going to do that in the next segment. And we have an exciting guest coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Who?
One of our Erin Childress from Farm Fresh Meats, which reopened this week. So she's going to come on and tell us what they're offering, what changes they've had to make, what ordeals they've had to go through to get through all of this. And I'm sure we may touch on the impending meat shortage that people need to seriously be gearing up for. This is the most serious threat from COVID so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger health threat than the actual virus itself because everybody has to eat. So this is going to affect everybody. So we'll be touching on that from time to time, just helping you figure out ways. The Meatless Monday is fixing to be a big thing for everyone in America, as well as Meatless Tuesday through Sunday a lot of times. So, you know, there are issues coming up. We're going to help guide people through, aren't we, Mike?
I don't know if that's going to work for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, eat more fish. Eat more seafood. And go catch it. I don't mean go to the store and buy it. That's going to be expensive, too.
Who has time?
Everyone, nobody's working.
I'm working.
There's almost 300,000 people in the state of Alabama on unemployment. They need to be fishing.
Well, they ain't got no, they're not working. They ain't got any money. They can't go get a fishing
license.
Yeah,
they do. The ones that aren't working on unemployment making more money than they were when they had a job.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
For those who are fortunate enough. So.
Right. To have a job?
No, to get the unemployment. Not everybody's getting it. So.
Yeah. Even the ones that are eligible aren't getting it yet. So.
Yeah. So yet.
They're still struggling. This, you know, lots of things there. But Friday, I went into a restaurant and ate.
That helps.
Guess what restaurant?
Bob's. No?
No. Nope. Dick Russell's.
Dick Russell's.
Yeah, okay. During my 6-hour adventure to renew my driver's license.
I love his smoked sausage.
You know, I haven't tried really it, but I got I just looking to pass time. I was at the tag or the license office bright and early Friday morning.
How many days did you go there?
5 visits total, 2 different license offices, and a half dozen phone calls that had 99% of the information right, but that 1% is what sent me other places. And it's a hectic time for the people at the license commission's office, all of that, because the extremes they're having to go to help people get renewed and still, you know, be safe. I don't fault anyone working on the ground level for how long this is taking.
Yeah,
they're doing the best they can. Now, there's people up above them, the ones that don't ever work, the ones that just go to an office all day, read emails, and then go home after 8 hours, that have made some terrible decisions on the state level. From the governor's office on down, they have made horrible decisions on every aspect.
Was
of this
about your tag or your license?
My license. Just renewing my license.
Well, I got to do that because I'm going to be flying at the end of August, and I got to get that Star.
All right.
Now, when I got my license, why didn't they say, do you want Star? If you do, you need to go over to Michael Boulevard. They didn't do that.
Mm. Well, see, that's the thing. That one little piece of information that gets left out is the one that sends people running. And it's because they've got a ton of information. On your license, my buddy, Lieutenant Joe Piggott, with Alabama State Troopers, has said, make an appointment. Just call and make an appointment. And everything goes away. What they haven't done well is publicized. By the way, folks, you can just make an appointment.
I had no idea.
Yeah. But it will now unless you want to spend 6 hours standing in a parking lot because you don't get to go inside. No. Until they're ready to take your picture, you stand outside.
And you probably don't look too good by then after 6 hours in the parking lot.
Now, they do, you know, they're lined up in the hallway, you're in the shade, so... You know, there's that. And what they eventually did, because it's 7:30 when they open, there's over 100 people in line already. I mean, if you're not there when they open, you're not getting in.
Yeah.
You need to be there when they open, because the list filled up for people they were going to take that day at about 11 a.m. And they were done. If you weren't on the list, if you weren't already there by 11 a.m. and on the list, you're going to have to come back another day. So just plan accordingly. It's going to take time. The people on the ground level are doing as good a job as they can under these circumstances, so be patient with them and thank them for their service, because they're doing the best they can. These are just extreme circumstances.
Right.
Yeah, tags are next week, and that's a different a different bureaucracy that I have to deal with.
Yeah.
So did you get to Bob's Diner?
I ate there yesterday.
Did you? What'd you have?
Corned beef hash.
Oh, my
God. The Mike Bailey way.
The Mike Bailey way?
Yeah, I did.
A bottle of whiskey on top?
I don't like it soupy. I want it dry, like dry, on
burnt.
A flat grill.
Burnt.
I want it crispy.
You want it burnt.
On the caramelized.
Yeah, burnt. Burnt real good.
Yeah, I've eaten there a couple times in the last couple of weeks. So.
I
went by and saw Roy. Place is looking great.
Butch Cassidy's.
Oh, yeah. Place is looking great.
Excellent.
And I'm sure David Rass, I'm sure his place is looking great.
Can't wait to see it. They did a pop-up.
It's been a good time for people to read it. But are we about to go?
Yeah, that's what that means, Mike. 30 seconds, okay? All right, folks, if you want to join in on the conversation, 343-0106. And, Mike, they can textify us there. And what do we call that?
The Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. And guess what?
What?
They're going back to music starting Wednesday night. Phil
Heck
and Foster.
Yeah. Phil and Foster.
Boom.
One of the finest groups in town.
But half capacity.
Half capacity means twice as loud.
Stand out on the street.
It means it takes half as long to get your refill on your brewski.
Stand out on the street.
I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I don't like juice. Chicken, chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I don't like juice.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook. Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call for Closure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. 800-834-1141. That's 800-834-1141.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals. We provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Sponsored by Baldwin Tractor and Equipment and Monroe Sausage, Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Well, Michael has ventured out into the eye of Category 5 Hurricane Cristobal. And he came back with two things, very important things. One is a bottle opener, so Phil's going to set up for our blind tasting of root beer. And then Mike brought in some kind of meat. What do you call this stuff, Mike?
Jerky.
Oh, this is jerky? What is it?
I spent
mongoose?
Meat. Huh?
Is it mongoose?
No.
Is it Nutria?
It's not, no, nor python. No.
It's not. Is it?
Python 2 years ago.
Chinchilla.
No, it's not.
Not chinchilla.
Chinchilla from Chanchula?
Chanchula chinchilla. Ooh, man. At, there's your video game character. Chanchula the chinchilla.
There you go.
I got one more guess, because I think I know what it is. I think I know what meat this is.
Uh-oh.
Tibetan yak.
No.
I'm.
They were out of it.
I know what it is. I know what it is. Sasquatch.
No. That's why I haven't been seen, though, I think.
Okay, I'm puzzled. What
gave it away? The hair on it? It's a loaded broil.
Ooh, so and it's cow?
Yes.
All right.
And it started out like 2.5 inches thick, and now it's down to 1 inch broad, wide, I mean, I should say. So. But I spent two nights doing it, man. It was, all you do is turn the oven down on low and let it marinate for 30-something hours, and then lay it out in the pan on your sheet
and let it dry
and just put it on warm. Put your oven on warm and go to bed.
Yep. Phil forgot to take the other six cups with him. And, well, it's interesting because most people in America love us some jerky.
Yeah.
Great road food. Quite healthy because it's lean beef, lean protein. It's a great source of that. The jerky that the cowboys used was not something you pulled out of the saddlebag and started gnawing on.
No.
A lot of people don't know this. It was much drier. And the purpose of it was to, when they were on the trail, they'd start a fire, get some water from the creek, bring it to a bowl, throw that in, it would reconstitute, and they can make stews and soups with
it. Yeah.
And I'm dying to do that one day, but
you
really...
Did you know that, Leah? Did you know that?
I did not.
There you go. That's what you learned on the CBG. But I don't think the edible kind of beef jerky like this would be good for that.
Mm-mm.
And
although I get hungry.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of soy in it, I'm guessing, soy sauce.
You know, I was almost out of soy, but I went and bought some more yesterday. So there will be a round two coming.
Right. So... I think because of all of those flavors, it probably, I don't know, would flavor the soup a different way. I think the old way is just pretty much just dried meat with some salt on it.
Yeah.
And not a lot of flavor in that. It was strictly a preservation method.
Yeah.
Which I find fascinating. All of the old preservation methods that were, I mean, freeze drying started in the Andes in South America with native peoples.
You know, you forgot the other ones, Phil.
So this is one of each. All right.
Mm-hmm. You got your cups marked?
Yeah. One, two, three. And can you duplicate it with those?
Same thing on these.
Yeah. And then you get to keep the rest of the root beer. So just pour us a swaller.
You and your intern.
Hey, I got an idea, Phil. Come back this way, sir. Mike, entertain the people.
Okay, so the other day, I don't know what.
All right, this is number one.
I did go, you know, last week at the end of the show, toward the end of the show, we had Ed from Gurus call in.
Yeah.
And I went by there and ate at Gurus the other day.
What'd you think, sir?
Oh, my God. Well, I've been there before. It's always delicious. He's got these big old fat, juicy burgers. Really good. They do a good job.
Big, fat, juicy burgers. Huh?
And, you know, he had his social distancing going on, but I'm going to tell you, it was so good. So
excellent.
Good.
And what kind of burger did you have, man?
I had just a bacon burger, and I kept it simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a busy little place. Busy little place. I've been there when we didn't have to do social distancing, and it was slammed. at 2 o'clock, you know, when lunch is winding down, it's still slammed. He had a bunch of employees working.
Excellent.
A bunch of employees working. That was awesome.
It was great. And it's glad to see people getting out there and having some normalcy. All right. Phil's got a setup here.
All right. Only Phil knows what's what, right?
Right. We are going to sample number one.
Uno.
Okay. And just taste it, and we're going to talk about what
now
we
think. Which is which, right?
Yeah, I have them arranged on the table back there.
Okay. So here goes number one.
That's true. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay. All right.
So I'll get all hopped up on.
Okay, so you got morning. Number one there. All right, now we're going to move to number two.
Can I have number two?
Oh, yeah. All right, Michael, we're going to number two.
Ooh, the nose on that was different.
Mm-hmm. Really different. That's just a neat flavor. All right. We'll just talk about it here in a second, Michael. All right, folks, here's number three. What are you thinking so far? You liking what you tried so far?
Mm-hmm, it's good.
Okay. I kind of like that.
Okay, yeah, it grows probably, on you, doesn't it?
I could probably put a little spirits in there.
Okay, and now number three.
And it's got a different color to it.
Oh, it's red.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right.
That's like...
Mike's got his nose up in it.
It's like liniment. It's like liniment.
If you're not watching on Facebook Live, Mike's got his nose up in it. It is like he is in Napa right now.
Would have had a Napa color.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So when Phil comes back in a minute, we'll find out what we had. But there are three types of root that they use for root beer. Correct, Michael?
Correct.
Okay. There's sassafras, which is what you usually get when you see it just say root beer.
Right.
The other two usually will also have something that denotes what they are. The next one is sarsaparilla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the other one is birch.
Birch.
And for those who think they've never had a birch beer before, you ever had Barks? It's a classic example of a birch beer. Very good birch beer. And locally made over in Biloxi.
And a lot of people don't know this too, but most all root beers do not have caffeine.
Right, right.
Except Barks. And that's why they have in their commercial, it says Barks has bite.
Ah, there we go.
Because it has caffeine.
Okay. The thing with the sassafras that is pretty much considered the standard root beer, Sam haven't made it with sassafras in a long time because sassafras is a toxin. I don't think it's any problem in the beverage, but for safety purposes. So usually if you get a plain root beer, a sassafras root beer, it's artificially flavored.
Yeah.
So that automatically means that this category, not quite as good.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all so delicious. Sarsaparilla, more associated with the West, the birch beer. So those are the three different roots.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite of the three, Michael?
I need to go back through real quick.
Oh, okay. I can tell you now, one was my favorite.
That seems...
Mine too.
That seems classic.
Yeah. And then two and three were pretty close, just drastically different.
I liked number two a lot, but number three, the nose on it is much more prominent than the palate is. But because it smells like my grandma's about to...
Yeah.
It smells like my grandma's about to run some liniment on me. But number one was my favorite.
Okay. So, Phil, do you remember what number one was?
Number one's the cane sugar.
They were all cane sugar. I could see. It's, okay.
The name on the
That is...
It's only cane sugar.
Yeah, that's the Boyola.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the traditional sassafras style. Mm-hmm. Number two was the sarsaparilla. And number three, the red one, was the birch beer like Barks.
I wonder if the sarsaparilla is more of a Western thing because
it's tied into
the West more.
Yeah, so there we go. We did our break. Going up on our break. We got Aaron coming up here in a second. But we just wanted to take you through. Man, this is a fun thing to do. I happened to find these bottles at Big Lots on sale.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing about all of these particular ones, all of them were cane sugar, no high fructose corn syrup, which is a much, oddly enough, not as sweet as the high fructose corn syrup drinks. The flavors are always more crisp.
Right.
They have a little more bubble to them. You don't feel like you've got paint on your tongue afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, we're going to talk to Aaron Childress from Farm Fresh Meats and see what's going on over in Robertsdale.
All righty.
In the wine,
make me happy,
make me feel fine.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today. Will be breezy with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and windy with readings in the mid-70s. And for Monday, showers and thunderstorms and breezy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
The Department of Labor can help workers and employers with unemployment claims related to COVID-19. File claims and get more information at labor.alabama.gov. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station, with funding provided by the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment and Training Administration, and the Federal Workforce Opportunity Innovation Act. An equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me. And we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Is that the electric slide you were doing?
It's a bit of the Elaine.
It's the crystal ball.
And the crystal ball. That's what it is. We're sitting here eating on some beef jerky that I made. David Hubble. That's a good idea. I may have to try
spam jerky.
Well, I got to do my foie gras. Foie gras first.
Your foie gras.
Foie gras.
Foie gras, not foie gras.
Foie gras.
Foie gras.
So anyway, who we got?
And also, Roy Seaver chimed in, said, if it's meatless Monday, just don't eat on Mondays.
I like having a vegetables meal, too. I really do.
My mother, and we're fixing to talk meat here in just a second, seriously.
Get to the meat of the matter.
To get us to eat more vegetables, one night a month, we would have nothing but vegetables for dinner. Because she wanted us to eat healthy. And we would have, black-eyed peas, and then fried zucchini, and fried eggplant, and fried yellow squash, and fried okra. Because we were eating healthy as vegetarian food.
Yeah,
eating
fried.
Healthy, man.
Yeah,
fried. And we loved it. In a big old pan of cornbread.
I love when my mother would cut the corn off the cob and put it in a black iron skillet and get it as hot as she could and caramelize.
Yeah, get that scorch on there. Yep. But we have a wonderful guest today.
Yes, we do.
And I'm excited to have her on. Erin Childress is here.
I see her all the time on Studio 10.
Yeah, she's on there more than we are. From Farm Fresh Meats. Phil, have we got Erin up? Yeah, we go. Good morning, Erin. You there?
Good morning. Sipping tea with Mike and Stu.
Hey, that's us.
Hey, you've hit the big time. You've hit the big time today.
You've hit the bottom of the big time.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Yeah, Mike and I both are fans of your establishment. He has been able to venture over there more than I have, but I was the executive chef up the road from you in Loxley at Bellisera Gardens for a year and a half. And on days where I was in the kitchen all day long, I would take a break, go to lunch. We'd head down your way, and I would check Facebook, and if the pork skins were ready, I headed straight for the pork skins.
Those things are a hot item, man. I mean, we fry those up, and they're gone within that day or the morning of the next day. They're wonderful.
And they're so much better than the stuff that you get already done in the bag. They're just, they're lighter and crispier. Oh, yeah. And one of these days, one of these days off the air, I'll tell you about the time that one almost killed me up in Nashville.
Oh, no.
It was from one of the Mexican markets. No, it was so light and flaky that it closed off my esophagus. It thought it was
well,
dust.
Well, that's the thing. You got to have something to drink when you're eating pork skins, no yeah. matter what, hands down, always.
Yeah, and it's like a beignet. Don't inhale while you're biting into it.
Correct. You'll choke.
So you folks reopened this week. Tell us what's going on at Farm Fresh.
Yeah, we did. Well, man, this COVID-19 has been something strange for everybody for sure, but we had to close our doors to the public for a good solid 2 months just to make sure that we were doing our part as a business to keep our employees, keep our customers, and everybody as safe as we possibly could. We were very fortunate to get a lot of customers that way. There were so many people that were scrambling for, you know, different meats, and they didn't want to get out to the grocery stores, and they were nervous to go anywhere, so the curbside really was attractive to them. And it worked really, really well for us. But we did reopen this past Tuesday, which was great. I would say the first couple of days, 75% of our customers that walked through the front door were just shouting in celebration that they were so excited that they could come back in the front door and smell the smells and see the meat and see all of our faces. And we're super excited, too, to be able to see everybody again and have that one-on-one customer service and interaction. It's been awesome. We've had a great week. It was it really went off without a hitch. The one problem I will say that I see that we have a little bit is trying to enforce the social distancing. If you've ever been in our establishment, it is quite small, so we're trying to do what we can, but everybody just seems to be that they're ready to get back in the real world and live their life and window shop, and we're letting them do it.
All right. Now, you and I both know in this industry that we've got some issues coming up in the next few months, so you're getting geared up for that. It's nice to do real butchering, and a lot of the grocery stores are hiring en masse. We talked about it last week, because they're going to have to start doing their own. You already do it, so you're the source to go to. What do you foresee being the big issues that we're going to have from your point of view?
Well, we are really upset and disappointed with the prices that we are having to charge our customers. Meat prices, especially beef, is from what I'm seeing at the moment, has just gone through the roof. And it's a shame because there is no shortage of meat anywhere. It's just that everybody has gone to straight freakout mode, and now prices have just gone through the roof. I'm expecting pork prices to go up somewhat in the next couple weeks as well. But just to give you an example, all the time we charge our customers $8.99 a pound for top sirloin steaks. That's choice grade, cut in-house, cut to your preference, however you want, trimmed, sliced, steak, kebabs, whatever you want. Right now we're having to charge $13.99 a pound.
Right.
New York strips, we're having to charge $17.99 a pound. They're normally $12.99 a pound. So on and so forth. Everything is just, we're upset with the prices that we're having to charge, and we're trying to really keep that margin, you know, as low as we possibly can. Whatever our cost is, we're not going much above it, just, you know, accounting for the trim that we're having to cut off and the little bit of labor that we have in it.
Right.
And it's still just, it's astronomical. And that is the biggest issue that I am currently seeing at the moment. It's just the price that we're having to charge people.
Right. As I understand it, we've had Deborah Hodges from Hall Sausage on here to talk about the same issue, is that, you know, the animals are there. She's saying that they were slaughtered but immediately frozen instead of going through the whole breakdown process. And this is on the big grocery store level. So,
right.
You know, you're used to getting insides of beef and breaking it down.
Right.
But that pre-made stuff is where the prices are really going to skyrocket, because the grocery store then has to pass it on. And that's going to make folks like you a lot more popular, I think.
It is. It is. But, you know, on our side, too, our picnics that we get in, our pork shoulder that we make our sausage out of, that price has doubled in the past couple weeks. And that's unfortunate as well, because, you know, that's going to have us
having to charge $5.99, maybe $6.49 a pound for sausage, just so that way we can break a little bit, or do a little bit better than breaking even.
Right.
And really, you're right. The animals are there. It's that there are not people there to process the animals. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're sitting at home making enough money than going to work.
Right.
And make their normal paycheck. Yeah. That's our issue.
Yeah. And the upside of this is this not going to be an extended period of time with these prices, I don't think. I mean, once people get back in the process.
No, I think it's short-lived, but yeah. We're just in the middle of it right now, and we are explaining it to our customers that this is not normal. If this is your first time coming in, don't expect these to be the prices that you see in the future.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Do you remember who the first person was through the door when you reopened?
I do. It was actually it was a deer customer. So, you know, at Farm Fresh, we do a lot of wild game processing. So through COVID, we had to lock our doors. And we normally, in the month of April, start taking a lot of frozen deer meat and wild hog for processing, which we don't do wild hog during deer season because it just throws a big kink in our operation. We do so much deer, we can't even think about wild hog. But our first customer in the door was someone who was dropping off frozen deer meat ready for us to turn it into some delicious sausage for Mr. Colbert.
See, that's one of the things that I have enjoyed about the reopening is hearing the stories of the first person through the door. And I have been working at Sim's House of Pizza. The very first person that came through the door when they reopened was the very first customer through the door 8 years ago when Chris Brill opened the place.
Wow.
Yeah, and those stories, those are what we get into this industry for at Arn and Aaron. Just those connections.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been sad that we've had to tell people that we couldn't process their deer and hog over the last few months. They've just been chomping at the bit to get in. So I figured that it would be a deer or hog customer that would be the first person to come in when we reopened, and I was right.
All right. Well, let's let people know where they can find you, where they can get in touch with you. What's your hours?
She doesn't only carry meats there. She carries a lot of other. You carry a huge variety of smoking wood.
Barbecue sauces. We have a ton of different items. Our problem is that our retail market is just so small, or I would have a ton of other stuff as well. Yeah. But yeah, Farm Fresh, we have about 25 different types of sausage that we make in-house. We do our own slab bacon, which is wonderful if you've ever had it. Whole bellies, skin on or skin off, that we cure or smoke in-house and slice to your thickness preference. All of our beef products are a pre-inspected USDA choice grade or prime grade that, again, we cut, trim to your liking. Our ground beef and our ground chuck is excellent, and that, I will say, is one thing that we have been able to keep good prices on. Our 80-20 blend right now, we're running at $5.99 a pound, and our 90-10, our ground chuck, is at $6.49 a pound. So those prices are still relatively reasonable, and not to mention it's fresh. We do it in-house every day, all throughout the day. We have fresh local poultry products come out of Montgomery, Alabama. Our whole pigs. A lot of our pork items come from Bow Farms, which is just right over the state line in Moselle, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
We do all different types of cooked meats on Fridays and Saturdays. So if you're looking for something for the weekend, or you're just not wanting to cook on that particular night, we have St. Louis ribs, baby back ribs, smoked wings, whole smoked chickens, brisket, beef roast, Boston butts. We do these cool things called pig wings. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that.
Yes, I am very much.
All types of really good stuff. We're located in Robertsdale, Alabama, right in the hub of Baldwin County. If you're heading down to the beach on Highway 59 South, we're right at the corner of State Highway 104 and Highway 59 South. We are closed currently right now, Sunday and Monday, but we're open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 3.
Fantastic. And you got a phone number, website, and all of that as well, correct?
Of course we do. Our phone number is 251-947-7385. Our website is farmfreshmeatsal.com. We update our Facebook page, Farm Fresh Meats, every single day with all different types of cool stuff. We display all of our goodies that we offer. Yeah, and it's
it's a fun business. It's, you know, my family's business. I'm third generation, and I have my brother there, and my husband, and my brother-in-law, and my dad's still there, and my Aunt Holly, and so it's a really cool place. Next year will be 45 years that we've been in.
Wow. Well, all right, Aaron, we got to go to break. It has been a delight having you on here.
Sure has.
Mike and I are sitting here gnawing on this London broil that he turned into jerky and thinking about coming over to your place and sampling some sausage sometime.
Well, I really appreciate you guys thinking of me. I've had a lot of fun being on this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot, Aaron. And remember, alrighty. Provolone.
Provolone.
All right.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 days. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I was born, I got lucky. A gift, if you will. My early life was really hard for many reasons. But at the time, it really didn't seem all that hard. I had a close relationship with my brothers and sister and loads of friends. Those days of desperation and poverty led me to my job today, representing the people, not the powerful. But my job is really not a job because I never considered it work. In many ways, it's more like a public service. Now, as I age, I get to look back at all the cases and all the people and all the trials. And the best part is when I get to see you all out and about. When I pray before I sleep, I thank God for the gift I received at birth, the genuine love I have for people, all people. Maybe that's why my work never seemed like work to me. When I was born, I got lucky. I got to meet all of you. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
The Department of Labor can help workers and employers with unemployment claims related to COVID-19. File claims and get more information at labor.alabama.gov. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station, with funding provided by the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment and Training Administration, and the Federal Workforce Opportunity Innovation Act. An equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities.
She's the leading educator and retailer of hemp CBD products in South Alabama, and she's on a mission to change the way we look at cannabis. Jennifer Boozer presents Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. With guests from every corner of the hemp industry to advocates for legalization, Jennifer leads the discussion of all things cannabis in Alabama. Join Jennifer Boozer every Monday at 7 p.m. for Sweet Home Cannabama on FM Talk 106.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Bring it up then, Mike. Bring it up. If you want to bring it up, bring it up.
Don't
you
sit there and bring it up.
So it was nice getting back in to the restaurant, in a restaurant and sitting down the other day. And they had some good hustle and bustle going on. And
I remember the first time I sat back down in a restaurant and was served at a, at a, you know, I was sitting at the bar, but it was at one of them famous chicken places across the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
Champions.
It was
Champions.
So anyway, just this past week, a little restaurant at the corner of it's right there at Five Points on Spring Hill, mm-hmm. reopened, and they've been closed for several, even before the pandemic. They had all kind of issues with the Board of Health, which we spoke about yeah. last week. They finally open again. Two Southern Bells opened mm-hmm. up this past Friday, so I want to give a shout-out to them, and I'm so glad that they opened back up. Because that's some good old soul food, just like Mary's. You know, mm-hmm. everybody loves Mary's. Yeah. Southern cooking, but...
And that area is a good... If you're a soul food person, that's a good area to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because those two, Mary's, mm-hmm. and...
Cozy Browns.
Yeah. Well, that's over in Pritchard. But I'm talking that one neighborhood.
And right there in that one little neighborhood.
And they got a little place called Rochelle's in that area. That's not bad.
Well, you know, she's got those big old fat juicy burgers, too. Those steer burgers. And they're, mm-hmm. they're about as big as a football is round.
Yeah.
You know, and but I don't know if she's serving inside yet. I keep seeing people, you know, piled up around, well, socially distancing up around the window to go into.
The biggest thing with the social distancing is we walk in and we see a line, and our first thought is, holy cow, look at these lines. And then there's only three people.
Same thing at the liquor store when I walk up. Well, that's a nice
every
subject.
Day. And Mike's back for four more bottles. throwing another party, Mike. It's a party.
Of one.
Catering.
Party of one.
Catering.
Oh,
well, speaking of catering, folks, we want to remind you that if you want to have a special dinner for your graduate or an anniversary or something, and the restaurants aren't an option, you can hire Mike and I, and we'll come over and throw you a humdinger.
A humdinger of a catering.
I'll sling the hash, and he'll be out there pouring drinks for you and talking up your guests.
Get y'all liquored up.
So just send us a message, you know. and we're joking around, but seriously, if you want to do something special with that.
We are for hire.
Right.
We've done a lot of them. We've had a number of dinner parties and stuff we've done at people's houses.
Yeah.
And, you know, the silverware and all that was still there when we left, and nothing, the pieces were messing. So. Yeah. We're reputable.
Yeah. We call it the sip and chew experience.
It is the experience.
You too can provolone with Mike and Stu.
That's it. We'll have you learning.
Yeah. And, you know, or you could prove with a crowd of people. You can mm-hmm. prove with a crowd of people, or you can prove alone. It's up to you.
We have a dinner coming up this summer we're doing on Mobile Bay. And
I have a feeling I know who this John is. So can we bring up John? Good morning, John. How is the weather where you are, sir?
Wet.
Wet?
there is no weather. It's wet.
I've got a good buddy, John, and this does sound like the John that lives in Eel Canal, right?
Yeah.
Eel Canal?
That creek you called it one time. You called that a creek one time, I remember.
So how you doing, John?
I'm trying to get by, but you know, I wish I would have been able to talk to Aaron.
Well, go in there. They're
one
open.
Thing he failed to say that they do custom make sausage also.
I thought of you as soon as she talked about it, buddy.
Pardon me?
I thought about you as soon as she talked about it. Wasn't it the, was it Hungarian or Czechoslovakian sausage?
They call it Hungarian, but the recipe is an old Czech sausage.
Oh, okay.
And you can really taste that Hungarian paprika in there. But I brought some of that over to the studio to you guys one time. I don't know if you remember it or not.
How much vodka do you put in that Czech sausage?
None at all. Just a lot of work. But I need to go out there, and they're old-timer sausage out there. I mean, that's it to me. You just cannot get a better sausage. It is so flavorful. Now, there are a lot of good sausages out there on the market. Oh, yeah, you know, and they have done a real good job of it. You can tell by, you know, their distribution. Mm-hmm. You take Kaneka sausage. You can buy that in Texas now.
Yep. And then Monroe sausage,
you know, it's
from Monroe.
Good sausage, but my flavor buds, they rely on...
I've seen it in Miami.
Meat sausage.
I've seen it in Miami. Also, I had a. There happens to be a chef from Mobile.
There's lots of them.
And he was out in. He was working in the state of Washington in Seattle. He had married a girl and moved out there, and he brought them Kaneka sausage to the West Coast. And but he's since come back to Mobile.
And then we've locally here we've got our friends at Hall's.
Hall's sausage,
and they do several different sausages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of their beef sausage. I like them turn it into corn dogs.
I like them Red Hots.
Those Red Hots. And so we are blessed in the state of Alabama to have sausages everywhere you look.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are a sausage fest here, you know?
That might tell us something right there.
But honestly, other states don't have it this good. I would say Texas, naturally, because every barbecue place does their own sausage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Louisiana, yeah, there's a lot of sausage.
Yeah, but we're one of the three best states on the planet to eat sausage in. So we'll take that, and we're pretty good at football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hopefully we'll have football and sausage this year. I think we're just going to have one and not the other.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, I just wanted to pass that on.
You doing okay, Mike, though?
You're always going up and down the road. You ought to get you about 30 pounds of that old timer.
I'll try it.
And now, you talking, is that a smoke, a link, or a patty?
A link.
All right.
Okay. Ready to go. Now, when I go out there and I put my order in for that sausage, it comes four links to a package and wrapped up in butcher paper. Mm. And all I have to do is just stack them in the freezer, and I know what they are.
Yep, that is the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, right. Provolone, you too.
Provolone right. And Baba Ganoush to you, sir. Michael, we've had an exciting day, haven't we?
I haven't had any root beer in a while since last week. I love the root beer.
So we had root beer and beef jerky for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
That's a king's breakfast, right?
That is. You know, everybody else.
Not all of us can be as fancy as Phil over here with his steak and shake. I mean, he didn't settle for one. Got an option of steak or shake? Steak and shake.
I thought some kind of cookies there, too.
I will tell you, man, their little crispy jalapeno burger is one of the best fast food burgers you can get. That's what you got? That thing is terrific.
I've been there.
It really is. Too bad they probably won't be around for another year.
Well, Stu, we got to go get out there, support local, be local, buy local, especially now, and tip heavy right now. Tip heavy, folks. Yeah.
And be friendly and have patience, folks. And do not get upset if a restaurant is out of something, because as we've been discussing, the supply lines are falling apart. Several hundred Domino's had to close this week because there wasn't enough cheese and pepperoni in the nation.
I'll be darned.
And that's not a joke. That's a serious thing.
So, all right. Get out there. Tip.
Tip.
Earn
hug.
Your tip.
From a distance.
That's it.
6 foot hug, y'all.
And Steve.
6 foot hug. Yes, sir.
Provolone.
Provolone to you too, good man.
A bottle of whites. A bottle of red. Perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of whites. You anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.